Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're recording live from SDM World Congress in London, and I'm delighted to have Eric Larson, VP of Marketing at Cosmos, with us. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Allison. I'm glad to be here.
So, Eric, this is your first time on Chip Chat. Why don't you start with just a brief description of Cosmos and where it fits in the networking landscape?
So, at Cosmos, we specialize in traffic analysis software. These are software components that analyze the traffic in real time. It's based on deep packet inspection, heuristics, statistical analysis. And typical customers for our technology today are equipment makers, people who build telecom equipment like GGSNs and P-gateways or service assurance solutions, and also security vendors, people who supply products like firewalls, forensics, and other cybersecurity solutions.
Much talked about area. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the use cases that your customers are seeing to utilize that type of analysis?
You could say there's two types of use cases, the historic use cases and the newer ones based on virtualized infrastructure. Historically, people have used Cosmos technology inside of products for traffic management. That could be WAN optimization, but it could also be GGSNs and now P-gateways, where you need to really understand the traffic in real time in order to apply policies and make sure that everyone is happy within a radio cell, for example. Then there's the security use cases. Traditionally, it's been firewalls. Next generation firewalls do not rely on ports anymore. They actually understand the traffic in real time, so they can apply security policies, block certain types of dangerous traffic, for example. Within virtualized architectures, there's an even increasing need for our type of technology to really understand the traffic in real time. Because everything gets virtualized, VMs move around. As an example, security policies for different applications need to stay with the application even if the VM is moved physically to another location. To do that, you have to understand the traffic associated with that application. That can only be done on the fly, real time, etc. Another example in new virtualized infrastructure is service chaining. The operators are all looking to reduce CapEx and OpEx, and one way to do that is to combine subscriber awareness with application awareness. So the real-time application awareness allows you to chain services in an optimal way so that specific subscribers and specific applications only go through the specific service functions. So, for example, a gold subscriber to HD video will go through the video optimizer, the caching, and only those and not security, for example. So you save on server cycles because you go through the optimized combination. Of course, you can optimize and automate all of this, do it all on the fly programmatically. You've programmed in advance what's going to happen during high traffic, high load conditions. And that creates a more efficient and better business model.
You know, one thing that you were talking about that piqued my interest is the ability to use that kind of analytics on deciding what kind of services to be offering in real time as well.
So here, SDN and NFV have a role to play to give the new tools to be more effective, to try out new types of services in a much cheaper and faster way. Things don't take months to put in place anymore. It may take hours or days. And they can test service combinations, they can optimize service combinations, and ultimately be much more innovative and have more efficient business models. At the root of this, of course, seen from Cosmos, is understanding the traffic, understanding in real time in a very granular way what's going on, because that's the basis for how you treat the traffic and create all these efficiencies.
So let's get to the Cosmos Service Aware module. Why don't you tell me what that's about and how this addresses this big business opportunity that you just described?
The main angle for the Cosmos SAM, the Service Aware module, is cybersecurity. So SAM is what some people may call a layer 7 classifier, a software component that takes traffic at the ingress, understands the traffic, tags the traffic so that from there on, that traffic is tagged or colorized and the rest of the network can understand it. From now on, it knows this is HD video. Mm-hmm. And then I have a set of rules that describe what I'm supposed to do with HD video. I may not need to go through the firewall, but I'm going to need to go through the optimizer, for example. If we take the cybersecurity example, SAM can actually add visibility to a vSwitch. Data centers have historically been built with perimeter security. The idea is like a castle, you build a wall against your data center, and then you sort of assume that within the data center, east-west traffic inter VM is secure. Well, guess what? Latest attacks and threats have shown that there are some new attack vectors that will get in through that initial wall. And once it's inside, it can spread between VMs if there's not enough security between them. So how do you address this? Well, there's a new approach within cybersecurity called micro-segmentation. The idea is to segment the data center in increasingly smaller areas because you assume that you're going to be attacked, you're going to be somehow vulnerable to some kind of threat. Your main objective is to reduce time to discovery and make sure that whatever is attacked is as small as possible. In order to do this micro-segmentation, you need security inter-VM, east-west, and that's something that you can do actually with a vSwitch or as a complement to a vSwitch. But the vSwitch today only understands up to layer 4. What we're doing with SAM is adding visibility to layer 7, so sharing a flow table so that the vSwitch can now see everything up to the application level and can therefore, based on that, implement firewalling capabilities on an application base east-west, even if the VMs move. And that way you can implement in a very effective way this micro-segmentation and secure the traffic even laterally within the data center.
You've done a great job of talking about some of the changes to security protocols and policies within a virtualized network environment. Where do you think operators and your other end customers in corporate data centers are in terms of internalizing the challenges with the marriage of new security policies and the virtualization of the network? And where do you think the industry needs to help to ensure that we've got a solid roadmap forward?
Well, it's interesting to see what people agree on and then to see what the road is to actually get to this perfect situation sometime in the future. So what people agree on is that future networks should be based on components. These components should interact through APIs or standards. And that control plane should be decoupled for data planes so that you can run virtualized applications on top of high volume commercial hardware. So people have agreed on that. Now, the most difficult is getting from those principles to actually having it work in a cost-effective way. There's a bunch of hurdles. How do you reconcile IT and networking organizations? How do you ensure high availability? I personally think that there's a couple of things that need to be done. First of all, it's the work between the suppliers. Since our end users, the service providers, the enterprises, want to avoid the lock-in, it means that somehow there needs to be pre-integration, even beyond the standards. So we have to test things. They have to be pre-tested. And that's some of the work we're doing with our partners. And even before the testing, there's a lot of standardization work being done. And also work with the open source community. And that people agree that open source plays a more important role in future networks. The initial steps, I guess, were taken with Linux as a free quote-unquote, operating system. But now we're seeing a lot more activity and a lot more momentum from OpenStack, OpenDaylight, and then the OPNFV initiative, an initiative of initiatives. But that's a good example of how do you put it all together and how do you actually build a solid foundation and a blueprint for these future networks.
Where do you think we are and what do you think needs to get done?
If we look in terms of timelines, obviously 2015 is still in the POC zone. 2016, what I hear is that there will be some first commercial deployments. We're all in learning mode, and the learning mode will take a couple of years. So in terms of timelines, we expect the actual networks running on virtualized infrastructure to come between 2 and 5 years, depending on the adoption rate and the country and the type of network.
Eric, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I learned a lot about network security. I think the audience did as well. Where can folks find out more information about Cosmos?
You can find info at cosmos.com. That's QSMOS.com.
Thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Allison.